nocturnal creatures. It's the warmest night of summer, so she decided to wear her lightest summer dress. It's at thigh length, the soft skin of her long legs exposed all the way down to her high-heeled sandals. She's not wearing a bra, so her nipples were noticeable through the dress, which got her attention from some passers-by. She loves the attention. Suddenly, something grabs her and pulls her into a dark alley. She's pinned against the wall, her back against the bricks. She feels her arms being gripped by a pair of strong hands. Then she sees the owner of those hands. A beast. A giant wolf-like creature, gray fur covering its body, snarling at her, baring its sharp teeth. Then she notices something between its legs. Its long, thick cock, twitching and rising. Her heart races. She struggles to push back, but the beast's strength is too great, keeping her pinned to the wall. He turns her around and then rips her panties off, exposing her nether region before she can protest. The beast pushes its thick cock between her thighs, rubbing the meaty shaft against her pussy lips. "Wait," she pleads, to no avail. The creature pushes its massive manhood into her, spreading her pussy almost to her limits. "Oh, God," she screams, feeling a bit of pain, which is too soon replaced with pleasure. He starts thrusting, slowly at first, pushing in only the first few inches of his rod. His right hand reaches around her, grabbing her right boob over her dress, squeezing it roughly. She gasps, her nipples hardening and showing through the dress. His other hand grips her hip tightly, pulling her in closer, his thick cock pushing in deeper. Little by little, he pushes into her further until his hips pressed against her ass. He holds still for a moment, his manhood throbbing inside. Then he starts pounding her viciously, sliding almost completely out and back in again, slamming against her tight ass, his hairy balls slapping her clit with each thrust. She screams and moans, her palms pressed against the wall in front of her, clawing at the brick. She can feel the climax building up inside her. Just as she's about to finish, the beast stops and pulls out. She was about to look over her shoulder to see what's going on when he grabs her and turns her around. He grabs her ass and lifts her off the ground, spreading her legs as he pushes back into her. She moans loudly, almost screaming, as he starts thrusting into her again, slamming her against the wall. He reaches up with one hand and pulls her dress, ripping it to expose her breasts. He grabs one tit and squeezes it, leaning forward and licking over and around the nipple. His hips jerking hard and fast, his thick cock slides in and out of her dripping pussy, bestial grunts coming from his mouth, moans of pleasure coming from hers. She can feel him nearing his peak, his shaft throbbing inside her as her cunt presses around him. He starts moving faster, fucking her harder, and after a moment, they both scream with ecstasy. They both pant heavily, looking at each other like two animals in heat. And then she says, "You ripped my favorite dress." The beast slowly puts her down and replies, "I'm sorry, I got carried away. You know you have that effect on me." She slaps his muzzle, but in a gentle, playful manner. "You're lucky I'm in a very good mood, thanks to you." They stare at each other for a moment, both smiling, and then she breaks the silence. "Well, I can't walk back home like this. I need to change." She takes off her sandals and torn dress and begins her transformation. He watches as this gorgeous woman turns into a gorgeous werewolf with brown fur and a lean build. "You are beautiful, no matter which form," he comments. "That's sweet. But you're still getting me a new dress," she teases him before asking, "Shall we go home?" He gives her a sly look. "You know, the night is young, and the woods are empty." She scoffs. "You're insatiable." Then she leans forward, whispering into his ear, "But so am I." She jumps upwards, climbing the building in quick leaps. He chases after her, and they both run across the rooftops. Two nocturnal beasts. Part 2. He moves through the forest, slow and silent, a hunter stalking its prey. He sniffs the air, searching for that familiar scent. Peeking over a bush, she sees a small clearing, and there she stands, beautiful, graceful, her brown fur shining in the soft moonlight, her tail swinging left and right, her full breasts gently rising and falling with each breath she takes. He pounces, flying towards her, hands outstretched, ready to grab her, and just as he's about to reach her, she sidesteps, slips around him, and grabs him in midair, pinning him to the ground. "Still too slow, my dear," she says with a teasing tone. "I may be slower." He turns around and grabs her arm, pulls her down to him, hugging her tightly against his body. "But I'm stronger," he finishes with a smirk. She smiles, then kisses him, pushing her tongue into his mouth, tangling with his. Her hands slide over his sides, hugging him, her legs spreading slowly as he slides his hands up her back, cupping her head, kissing her more passionately. His member twitches and hardens, gradually rising until his shaft taps against her slit. She moans into his mouth with the touch of his hardness. She breaks the kiss and sits up, slowly sliding along his long shaft, smearing her wetness over him. Taking his cock, she rubs the tip against her slit a bit before slowly sliding him in. They both moan, their sexes pulsing together, moving back and forth, her squeezing tighter while his hardens and grows further. She presses her palms against his chest, rocking on him, slowly at first, gradually speeding up. He reaches up and fondles her breasts, teasing her nipples for a bit, and then pinching and twisting them. She moans louder, scratching his chest, leaving thin lines across his pecs. Without warning, she gets up quickly and takes a few steps back. Then she turns around, looks over her shoulder, and gives him a seductive look, bending forward ever so slowly, teasing with her ass and tail. He jumps up and darts after her, closing the distance in a heartbeat. He presses against her, sliding his hard manhood between her thighs, his hands grabbing her everywhere. She moans and gasps when he nibbles on her neck and whispers to him, "Fuck me." He presses her between the shoulder blades and bends her over. She grabs onto the tree in front of her, digging her claws into the tree trunk. He positions the tip against her wet slit and shoves his thick, hard cock into her, fucking her hard and fast. He grunts and groans, each thrust followed by her moans and cries of pleasure. His hips slam against her ass, his hands gripping her hips tightly and pulling him onto his member. Her tits swinging back and forth, her tongue sticking out while he grits his teeth. "Harder! Fuck me!" she screams, her drenched pussy begging for more. He pounds her with all his inhuman strength, sliding all the way in and out, hitting her cervix over and over. She groans, her eyes rolling back, scratching the tree, leaving deep claw marks. They both scream and howl with pleasure, coming hard, her juices squirting over his cock and his lap and his hot seed filling her up inside, cum dripping from her pussy and sliding down her legs. They fall to their knees, his cock still inside her. She leans back, pressing against his chest, reaching behind and caressing his head while his hands run across her stomach and chest. They stay like this for a while, enjoying the feeling of each other. Then they go home to enjoy some more. Part 3. This was just a night in the life of our werewolf couple, Mark and Melissa. But let's go back to the beginning of it all. They met by accident a few weeks ago in the woods. He was sneaking around looking for a midnight snack, and as luck would have it, so was she. They bumped into each other, and it was like one of those Disney cartoons. Love at first sight. Sparkly eyes, romantic music in the background. They started dating, and it was all sunshine and rainbows. Going to the movies, romantic dinners, watching the sunrise and sunset, and of course making sweet, sweet love. But the best part was when they finally crossed that line and let out their primal side. And all it took was a little nudge from a friendly stranger. They're at a tropical bar by the beach. It's a pleasant evening and they're enjoying their drinks and music. Of course, after a few drinks, nature starts calling. So Melissa excuses herself and Mark pays for the drinks. While waiting for her to return, a man approaches him and says, "You two are cute together." Mark gives him a confused look. Thanks? It's so rare to see our kind in this part of the world. Our kind? Mark asks, still confused. You know, the man replies.
Werewolves.
Mark shushes the man, but he just waves it off. Relax, dude. No one is listening. And even if they did, who would believe it? He says with a reassuring smile. Mark relaxes a bit. Oh, where are my manners? He says. My name is Juan. He extends his hand, which Mark takes and introduces himself in return. Can I ask you something? Juan says. If it's not too personal, Mark replies with a slight chuckle. Juan smiles. Something is holding you back. What are you afraid of? What do you mean? Well, Juan leans in closer. I sense you two have yet to be intimate. I mean, really intimate. Like, on a primal level. How do you... Oh, I have a knack for these things, Juan says with a smile. Well, Mark struggles to find his words. I suppose we were just being careful. We don't want to hurt each other. The seasoned man puts a hand on Mark's shoulder. You won't. Trust each other. Let your instincts guide you. Despite his words, the young man has a worried look on his face. They notice Melissa coming back, and Juan says to Mark, Look at your woman. Is she not stunning? She is, he replies, almost automatically. No, no, no. Look at her. Juan nods towards Melissa. Really look at her. Past the pretty dress. Past the makeup. Past the superficial layers. What do you see? Mark looks at his girlfriend, slowly taking her in. His gaze flows across her image. Her cute little ankles. Her knees just under the rim of her dress. Her elbows. Her arms. Her delicate hands and graceful fingers. Her neck. Her soft lips. Her brown hair flowing down over her shoulders. Her cute little nose. Her long eyelashes and slightly thicker eyebrows. Her brown eyes, now dark. Yes. Now reach out to her with your other senses. Find her scent. Lavender. No, no, pass the perfume. Find her scent. Mark takes in deep breaths through his nose. After a few inhales, he finds it. The smell of her skin. The warmth of her breath. She glances at him and notices his look. Their eyes meet. Her dark brown eyes get that glow, just like the first day they met. There. Listen, Juan says. Mark focuses his hearing. Ignoring the noises of the bar, he hears it. Faintly at first, but growing louder in his ears. Her heart quickens, beating faster, racing like a jackrabbit. Yes, that's what I'm talking about, Juan grins, like a teacher, proud of his student. Juan leaves just as suddenly as he shows up, just before Melissa reaches her boyfriend. Who is that? She asks. Just some friendly guy. He takes her hand with a loving smile and says, Let's go home. She smiles back. You read my mind. Back at their apartment, Melissa closes and locks the door. She turns around and Mark slams his hand against the door next to her head. She startles, pressing her back against the hardwood. What are you... She stops mid-sentence when she sees his look. She can see his desires plainly on his face. He wants her. Here. Now. Like a primal beast ready to devour its prey. All she can hear is the pounding of her heart. As his hand goes to the back of her head, her heart quickens, almost ready to jump out of her chest. She doesn't move, caught in the moment like a deer in headlights. He pulls her head in closer to his, leaning in, pressing her lips against his. His tongue pushes past her lips and dances around in her mouth. She moans, her cheeks flushing. He comes closer, pressing her between his body and the door. His hand slides around her and grips her butt cheek tightly, pressing their hips together. She feels his bulge growing and hardening and pressing her down there. Melissa breaks her kiss, and takes his hand and leads him towards the couch. Pushing him down on it, she sits on his lap and starts kissing his neck while running her fingers through his hair. Mark pulls up her dress until he uncovers her behind and then starts massaging her butt. Then he reaches into her panties and squeezes her ass, which sends tingles up her spine. She kisses his collarbone, undoing the buttons of his shirt. She got to the third button when he slides the hand further down, reaching her sex, and runs his finger across her slit. Her arousal skyrockets. She rips open his shirt, buttons flying across the room, and starts kissing and nibbling his chest, pushing herself onto his hand, his middle finger sliding in and out of her now wet pussy. Mark grabs a handful of her hair and gently pulls her off his chest, then passionately kisses her. She pulls up her dress and takes it off and tosses it to the floor, immediately returning to the dance of tongues. Since Mark's hands are busy, Melissa takes it upon herself to undo his pants. Her hand finds a way into his boxers, wrapping her fingers around his hard cock and pulling it out into the open. Stroking in rhythm with his fingering, they both moan as their passion rises. She leans forward, biting his ear, and through her moans she says to him, "Take me. Rip my clothes." Without a second thought, Mark grabs her panties and tears them in half, freeing her crotch, and then pulls her in closer. She guides his dick to her entrance and slides it in smoothly as they both let out a long moan. Letting his lust take over, he grabs her ass and starts thrusting hard. Melissa barely manages to take off her bra before she's overwhelmed by the waves of pleasure spreading throughout her whole body. He kisses her chest, sucking on one tit and then the other, all the while sliding into her and gradually speeding up. Melissa moves her hips faster and faster, hugging her lover tightly, scratching his back and gushing all over his lap. Her moans turn to screams as he plunges his cock deep inside her. She feels the rush of ecstasy coursing through her. Her pussy juice is soaking Mark's shaft in his lap. Melissa feels a strong craving. Without warning, she quickly gets off Mark, kneels in front of him, and takes his manhood into her mouth. She sucks hard and fast, devouring his entire length. Helpless against her onslaught, Mark feels the last of his self-control leave him. Unable to stop himself, his body starts changing. His muscles thicken, ripping his clothes. Gray fur covers his skin, and Melissa feels his cock growing in her mouth. He digs his claws into the couch, desperately trying not to finish, but the girl is merciless, milking him for all she's got. Finally, he gives in, groaning loudly as he releases his hot load into her mouth. She tries to keep it all in, but some of it drips out of her mouth and onto her chest. She pulls back, wiping her lips, a sly smile on her face. Her bestial partner stays silent for a moment, his eyes closed, and then he looks at her and growls, "My turn." He grabs her and carries her to the bedroom, tosses her upon the bed and dives between her legs, sliding his tongue across her slit. She groans, arching her back and pulling at the sheets as he licks her ferociously. She tries to move away, but he grabs her thigh and pulls her back, pressing harder, his tongue caressing her clit, increasing in intensity. She begs him to stop, her legs shivering, pleasure overwhelming her again. Now, she loses control. She moans for him not to stop as her body changes. Brown fur covers her. Her features grow as she reaches another climax. She howls, "Yes!" Before she has a chance to recover, Mark flips her over and slaps her ass playfully and climbs onto the bed. She claws the bed, trying to pull away, but then he pulls her back, his grip getting tighter. The more she struggles, the harder he presses. She knows that. She wants that. She wants the beast. He presses her down and then lies on top of her. She feels his weight pinning her to the bed. Her legs are closed, but she feels his hard member sliding between her thighs, pressing against her slit, pushing until it slips in. She's so wet that his manhood penetrates her smoothly, going halfway in. The sensation makes her moan, grabbing a handful of the sheets. His chest presses against her back, his mouth beside her ear, breathing hot air into her cheek. Then he thrusts. She moans louder, pulling the sheets harder. He thrusts again and deeper, and she groans, arching her back, throwing her head back. He slides his arm under her and firmly grasps her breasts, eliciting another moan from her. He thrusts again and again, harder and deeper, making her moan and groan. Her legs bending, her fists clenching, her mind losing itself in waves of pleasure and passion. No thoughts, just pure instinct, pure primal urges. Yes, yes, harder, she groans. His grunts grow louder and his thrusts become harder, and they both feel they're about to peak again. Hot bodies pressed together, his hard cock filling her wet pussy completely, sliding in and out, balls tight and ready to burst. Fuck, they both howl. Coming hard, his hot seed mixing with her juices. His cock twitches inside her until he's completely drained. Slowly, he pulls out and lies next to her. They pant heavily, smiling at each other lovely, gradually changing back into their human forms.